welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Merry Christmas. This is definitely my favorite time of the year, and it's a great time to also pull out the photos and gather around your friends and family and have them tell you about some of the wonderful trips that they've taken too. And that's what we're talking about today on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, is we're doing a Just Got Back show. And we just had Sumi So on the show, who talked about her trip to Korea. Now, I'm sitting in with Doc Bill with Sapporo Island Birdhouses.
It's Doc Bill, SapporoIslandBirdhouses.com. Have your island awaiting you in the beautiful coast of Georgia.
That's right. And 912-223-6515 if you want to come and spend Christmas on Sapporo. And Ida, welcome back.
I'm back. I know I've been gone forever and I've missed you guys. But Joel, I've missed you. I've missed everybody, but I'm back.
You've been having some early Christmas celebrations. Now, you are just getting back from Hawaii.
Yes.
So I think this segment we should have an Ida just got back and have you tell us about Hawaii. So what were you doing in Hawaii?
Anita,
why were you there?
Twist my arm and keep me from telling this. I had a most wonderful trip. I actually did a cruise of the Hawaiian Islands on Norwegian's Pride of America.
Is that a new ship for them?
No, but it's the only U.S. flagged cruise ship, and it is awesome. They are the only cruise line that will do the Hawaiian Islands.
Mm, okay.
It's a 7-night cruise. It's a perfect option for people who are either going for the first time, and they can go early, have a pre or post cruise stay in Hawaii. And this gives them great value for seeing more of the islands.
Oh, I see. So because how many islands did you see?
We saw 4 islands, and we overnight on 2 islands. We overnighted in Maui and on the Big Island. And I know the Big Island is very special for Doc Bill and for you. So I'm expecting that he'll have a few comments to give, but it was absolutely incredible.
Well, I do like that idea, because especially for someone who is really interested in exploring Hawaii a lot more, this gives them an opportunity to see the islands, just get a little taste of it.
Exactly.
Of the different islands, and
it's
they can
like
choose
a little
to come
appetizer,
back.
And you know that for your future trip, you might want to just go to Maui, or you might just want to stay on the Big Island, but it gives you that opportunity to see all of them, and then you get to come back.
I love that.
And they are all breathtakingly beautiful. Well, I don't have to convince you, I know.
You don't. You don't have to convince either one of us, because you're right, Doc Bill loves the Big Island.
It's a beautiful island. It's one of the, it's the only place in the world that has, out of the various 13 different climates, it has 11 of them. So you can be in tropical, you can be in desert, and you can be up in the freezing top parts of the mountain Kek, which is about 15,000 feet up. So you can get all those different climates within a short amount of time, and that makes it incredible.
And what's the mountains of Kek? What's that about?
There's basically, Hawaii is really the world's largest mountain if you measure it from the seafloor up to the top of the mountains. It's taller than Mount Everest. Mount Everest is from the elevation where you get to sea level above, but you actually measure it from the bottom of the ocean floor up. It's the highest point. And Kek is one of the mountain ranges on the Big Island, but it's also where we have one of our biggest observatories, which is the Twin Kek telescopes, which you can visit as certain tours will take you up there. Again, it's a great place to see. There's an inversion layer where you actually are above the clouds. When you go to the top of the mountain with the observatory, you look down and see the clouds below you. There are a few places on the earth where you have those type of inversion layers.
I would love to see that. That would just really be fascinating. I have a photo of you actually doing that.
Wow, I didn't get to do that, Doc Bill, but that has to be on my list. I've got to go back.
Well, what are some of the things that you got a chance to do, and on which islands?
What was great about this cruise is it's so cultural specific to the Hawaiian culture. Mm-hmm. They have ambassadors on the ship. So they're given lectures about each destination so that as you get there, you not only get to go out and explore and do the tours, but you have all this inside information about the culture. And that was very, very special. So it's different from most cruises in that it is so destination specific. There's no casino on board. So those cruisers who love to gamble need to know that there's no casino on board, but you won't miss it because you're getting all this wonderful information. You're getting the hula lessons. You're getting the history about the islands.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Incredible. Incredible. And as I said, with the two overnights, then you not only get to spend some free time so that you can go and explore, but then you can do a helicopter tour of the islands. I don't know. Did you do that, Doc Bell?
No, we didn't do the helicopter tour. We went up to the volcano park and saw the volcanoes, but we didn't do the helicopter tour to fly over any active lava fields.
Right. I'm told that that is the best way to see the island. I didn't do it because, you know, Ernest has a fear of heights, and I had to respect that, but I would love to do a helicopter tour. And they're just, of course, the luau.
Yes.
And just all these amazing Hawaiian cultural things.
Now, did you do a luau? Because Bill and I have done a couple of luaus that we like to compare. So I'll just put it that way. I won't say that we are always trying to get extra luau feasts, but we just like to compare.
Well, now, I did not do one, but I have done one of your luaus, and I give you A++++. I can't imagine that you would have found, that I would have found anything better there, but I just didn't have time. I was trying to do it all.
Well, they do definitely a very, very good roast pig in the ground in that emu, the underground pit. They do it in Hawaii. How about the drinks, as far as the various tropical drinks and fruits?
Well, they had so many, and Doc Bill, I'm afraid I should have written down more information because I didn't, but let's just say there were so many that I never tried before. I did, you know, do as much exploration as I could. The coconut drinks, of course, but I don't know. I need to go back, Bill, because I was not the best student in writing everything down. Just know that I did as much as I could, but seven nights was not enough.
I agree. Mai Tai is one of the most popular drinks there, but the Big Island has more fruit on it than any other island in the world. Of all the fruit varieties, you can find more varieties of fruit on the Big Island in Hawaii than any other place in the world, and see it all there at once, and that's pretty incredible.
On the Big Island in particular.
On the Big Island, right.
Well, you know, the Big Island is so big that we actually port in two places, on Hilo and on Kona.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People get the opportunity to see both sides of the island.
Well, now, Ida, are there any opportunities, though, for our listeners? Because I know you have definitely whet my appetite to just jump on a plane or boat or something to get over to those Hawaiian islands. So what about for our listeners? Do you have any things that you can recommend?
Absolutely.
I definitely recommend.
Yes, we can customize packages. We can give them some holiday specials. It's still not too late to spend the holiday in Hawaii. So give us a call, 1-800-813-4187, and we can definitely send you to Hawaii.
Well, that just sounds really, really great. Now, I know we're running down on the clock here, and we've got to go to commercial break in just a second, but what about destination weddings? I know we're going to do a show a little bit later on in the year, or the first part of next year, rather, about destination weddings. I know Hawaii is a great one for that. What about on the cruise ships?
Well, Hawaii, as you said, is a great destination for weddings, and couples can get married on board the actual cruise. The captain can marry you on board the cruise ship, but with all the beautiful scenery, I think people would rather be out on the island in nature.
I think you're right about that. That's wonderful. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9 on WDUN. Back in a moment.